Breakfast Business with Joe Lynham on News Talk.
With Cantor Fitzgerald Ireland, helping people across Ireland invest, plan and grow their wealth with confidence. Cantor Fitzgerald Ireland is regulated by the Central Bank of Ireland.
Good morning and welcome to Breakfast Business, and thank you to Shane Beattie. It is Tuesday, the 30th of June at 6:31. How was the first half of the year for you? Coming up on today's show, we'll be talking about the facial aesthetics business, and we'll be looking at the proposed new tax simplification rules on all the markets as usual. You can email us business at newstalk.com. But first, let's have a look at the main business stories in the newspapers and websites. Donal McNamee in the Business Post reports that annual wage growth in Ireland's tech sector has dipped for the first time in almost a decade, amid concerns that the trend may represent an early warning that AI is negatively impacting workers in the industry. Data from the CSO shows that average weekly earnings in Ireland's IT sector were down 0.6% in the first quarter compared to the same period last year. That marks the first time since 2017 that average earnings have dropped year on year. A Business Post analysis of the CSO data shows measured quarter on quarter, wages in the tech sector were up for the first 3 months of 2026. That's a part of a broader trend where wages grow more strongly in the first quarter, possibly due to scheduled annual increases in bonus payments. Kathleen Gallagher, also in the Business Post, reports that Moody's, the ratings agency, has dropped its outlook on Flutter's rating to negative over concerns about its level of debt. Earlier this month, the agency reiterated the company's rating of BA1, which is the highest tier of a non-investment grade rating. However, the outlook dropped from stable to negative. Moody's said that this was due to the firm's elevated leverage in the 12-month period to the end of March. Flutter, which owns Paddy Power and Betfair, has a total debt of $12.6 billion, according to figures from the S&P Global, with the company reporting a net debt of $11 billion at the end of the first quarter of this year. The cost of paying this debt is expected to be around $640 million for the year, according to the first quarter results. AP reports that Comcast is planning to split itself into two separate publicly listed companies by spinning off NBC Universal and Sky. The company said that its board and management team think each company would be better positioned to pursue its own strategic priorities, invest for growth, and create long-term shareholder value as independent entities. The media and entertainment company NBC Universal includes a theme parks division, Universal Film and Television Studios, NBC, Peacock, and Bravo. Its portfolio will now include the European media business Sky. Comcast, based in Philadelphia, will continue providing internet services to residential and business customers.
Breakfast Business with Joe Lynham on News Talk.
With Cantor Fitzgerald Ireland, helping people across Ireland invest, plan and grow their wealth with confidence. Cantor Fitzgerald Ireland is regulated by the Central Bank of Ireland.